I'm rather excited tonight, to tell you the truth, because I've been following up something that most of you will remember, the report which we gave you last week about four teenagers in Greencastle, Indiana, who said that they were buzzed by a flying saucer. Now, that story interested me very much, and after going over the thing, I decided that it would stand a little bit of checking. For one thing, I didn't exactly believe all of it, though I must confess now that I believe a great deal more of it after checking the authenticity of the story. And here's how I went about it. First of all, though, maybe I'd better just go over briefly this sighting, which I put on the air last week, for those of you who didn't hear it. This report concerned four teenage boys. Their names were Jerry Bertain and George Bennett, 17 years old, Bob Coleman, 18, and Jackie Glover, also 18. Now, according to this report, the boys were returning to Greencastle, which is a small town in Indiana, from Russellville, when they saw a red light over their car. Well, being very curious, they stopped their car, and the thing hovered over their car about 200 feet, they said. Then they flashed their spotlight on the object to see just what it was, and then a very strange thing happened. It descended rapidly toward them, and threw something in the car, evidently, which exploded, sounding very much like a firecracker. Well, that was the story, as we gave it last week. We'll admit it, that it sounded very fantastic, and that was one reason we wanted to check it further. So here's what I did. First of all, I called the Indianapolis News, in which this story appeared, and learned that the story had been sent in to them by a Mr. Kenneth Bennett, of a weekly paper, a county newspaper in Greencastle called the Putnam County Graphic. Now, that's not Putnam County, West Virginia, but in Indiana, in the town of Greencastle, where there's a small weekly newspaper. The next thing I did was to get in touch with Mr. Kenneth Bennett, who I learned was the owner of the paper and the publisher of it, and who also, I learned, was the father of one of the boys who had reported this sighting. Evidently, that is how he got the story. Well, Mr. Bennett reviewed the story to me, and it was very much like his original report, although he did fill in a few more details. The report was, as I said, very similar to that one. In the paper, the boys parked their car when they saw an object hovering over the car and shone their light on it, whereupon a large object descended out of the sky. They said it was kidney-shaped and lighted up with all colors of light. Well, the thing hovered there for a moment close to her car. Then there was an explosion inside the car, and something like a firecracker obviously went off. After the thing was over, they found fragments of something that had made the explosion, which were purple and yellow and green. Although Mr. Bennett said that he looked at the fragments, and they certainly were not like the paper fragments left over when a firecracker, a regular July 4th firecracker, explodes. He also said, and added another detail which was not in the original report, that the object which hovered over these boys' car made a very odd noise. They said that it wasn't as loud as an airplane motor, but it made what they called a real soft noise. I would presume myself a kind of hum. Anyway, the boys were very frightened about it all, and Mr. Bennett said that he had never seen a bunch of more excited boys than the kids were when they came to his house after going through this unusual experience. Evidently, Mr. Bennett had not thought too much about the fragments, but I told Mr. Bennett that I felt they were very important, because here is one instance where there is some real physical proof left behind in a flying saucer sighting, the kind of proof that could be checked by scientists. He said that one of the boys told him that they had taken it to a chemistry professor at a local college, but that he hadn't heard anything more about it. He did add that he would try to get hold of some of the fragments and send to me so that I also could have them analyzed and that he would look into any analysis that had been made. So I'm looking forward to having that done. Maybe we'll find out that it wasn't from a flying saucer after all. I don't know, but yet again, maybe we'll find out something really interesting from this. Now, the main reason that I believe this story is that Mr. Bennett sounded very sincere, and Mr. Bennett evidently is a very responsible man. He owns the Putnam County Graphic, which is a small newspaper. He's been in the newspaper business for 11 years, and I assume is a most careful reporter. He is also the editor of a house organ, a publication put out by the Architect Ceramic Corporation, which is a large ceramic company. He edits their paper and appears to me to be a quite responsible individual. I asked him, Mr. Bennett, what do you think? Do you think the boys could have been making this all up? And he said, I really don't. They look very frightened, and then I've been feeding and clothing and sending my boy to school all these years, and I didn't think that he would do a thing like that to me. I asked him what he thought about flying saucers. He said he didn't know, but he tended to believe that there must be something to all of these reports which had been coming out. He also said that the sheriff felt that something unusual was going on in that area, which I understand is on 234. The sheriff has ordered the teenagers not to get back to the spot again because a lot of other local people have seen the same thing around that area, a large kidney-shaped object in the air. Now, this object has been sighted only at night, and these objects have been illuminated by very brilliant light. Now, evidently, the boys did not indicate how they felt that an object hovering over the car could discharge some sort of bomb and throw it inside the car. They haven't said how they thought that could be done, and that is a quite puzzling thing. But perhaps when we get a little further along on this investigation, we will know all the details. I just wanted you to know these additional details, which I was able to obtain from the father of one of the boys who saw the object. There are a lot of other sightings coming in daily to our office here in Clarksburg. However, I see that our time is growing very short. So to you, Hugh McPherson, to your engineer, Mr. Barker, who doesn't claim any relationship with me, and to all the good people listening who are interested in flying saucer reports, this is Gray Barker in Clarksburg saying good night to you all.